we're in the business of education. So our job is to educate students and make sure that they understand how to handle situations, what to do. And unfortunately, if you are assaulted, how to handle that and what your options might be.
Barbara Ricotta is UB's Associate Vice President of Student Affairs and Dean of Students. This past May, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights released a list of colleges and universities that are in violation of Title IX, drawing attention to sexual assaults and rapes on campuses. Title IX prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in all education programs. Here in Buffalo, UB's Ricotta tells WBFO News the university has a very transparent policy to assist students in understanding their options in the event of a sexual assault.
We're, I think, light years ahead. Well, I'm a little biased here, but I think we're light years ahead of other schools. We've been working on this topic for years, and I think we're in a very good position.
Four schools in New York State are on the federal probe list. Closest to our region is Hobart and William Smith Colleges in Geneva. A student filed a complaint of an alleged rape by a football player and accuses the college of conducting its own investigation to protect the student athlete. But at the University of Buffalo, the school makes sure there is no special treatment.
There is no preference. We have one disciplinary system for all students, regardless of what their status is.
Sharon Nolan Weiss is director of UB's Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. She also serves as coordinator of Title IX at UB. Nolan Weiss says there has been more federal action and oversight in the past several years. She traces it to April of 2011, when the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights offered guidance to higher ed. She refers to it as a Dear Colleague letter.
I did feel very good when that Dear Colleague letter came out. My office met with the Office of Judicial Affairs and our University Police Department really to review our policies, our procedures, our standards, and we found that we were already doing very well in terms of what the United States Department of Education was expecting colleges to do.
Back in 2008, following a couple of attacks on campus and a rape of a freshman, UB stepped up campus security, spending more than $5 million. Dean of Students Ricotta said the school has very good partnerships when it comes to the safety of its students.
You know, students are our business, and that's what's important to us. So because we've had such a great partnership for so long, we meet often, we talk about how to make changes, what works, what doesn't work. We get a lot of student feedback on the programs that we do and the services that we offer.
Still, this federal probe highlights the issue that some students might not report the crime to police and instead only report it to the school.
It is really up to the victim. You know, so a person has an option to file a report with university police. They have an option to, file a complaint with the Office of Judicial Affairs or to complain to my office, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. If they do file with university police, that's obviously a criminal complaint.
With so much awareness of sexual assaults, Ricotta says UB has had an increase in reporting. But Ricotta did note that UB police will assist their students in reporting an assault or rape to either the Buffalo or Amherst police departments.
If the crime happened in Amherst or in Buffalo and they need to report in those areas, we will assist them in doing that.
I would feel 100% comfortable reporting it.
Megan Messer is a second-year UB student. We found her sitting outside on the South Campus.
I would say take it to the actual police because, honestly, the campus police, there's only so much they can do. I mean, I'm sure they could also contact the police, so maybe if you don't feel comfortable going right to the police, contact the campus police and they can do it for you. But I personally would probably go right, if it was something that serious, go right to the police.
I mean, if something happened to me, I probably would keep it to myself. But if something happened to a friend, I would encourage them to go to the police.
Why would you keep it to yourself, though? Wouldn't it be important to report a crime?
I don't know. I say I'm pretty personal about my own business, so I keep everything to myself.
Molly Briggs is a second-year dental student at UB. Both Briggs and Messer say the university does a very good job in alerting students to situations and emergencies on their campuses through their text alert system.
It's like something happened in my apartment complex on campus last year, and I mean, I got to text her like every 30 minutes, like how that ongoing or whatever. And like, so I knew to stay in my apartment.
The Campus Accountability and Safety Act is designed to curb sexual assaults on campuses. It contains several provisions that Nolan Weiss says UB already follows in the proposed bill.
There are other parts of the proposed legislation that have been recommended by the White House task force that we also think, you know, would be a good idea. For example, climate surveys. We have a vendor now that provides our Haven training, which is a mandatory training for all incoming freshmen and transfer students.
As UB's footprint expands with future completion of a medical school in downtown Buffalo, both Nolan Weiss and Ricotta say it is a challenge making sure students at all three sites remain part of campus culture. But now they can rely heavily on technology to reach everyone when it comes to campus safety. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.